Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? I appreciate everybody for tuning in on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. Another topic for you tonight. Remember, we are on the 30 Days to Success Challenge. For those of you who have not caught up with the series, you can go back and look at past episodes that I've done. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thekjshow, and you can keep up with all episodes of the 30 Days to Success Challenge, okay? And also, if you go to the website, kendrajustine.com, you will be able to keep up with absolutely everything. And if you really want to stay connected, put your email address in the red bar that says subscribe, and everything that I do, everything, all new updates, blogs, radio shows, photo shoots, all of that will go directly to your inbox. So tonight, all right, we're talking about laughing at your pain. It's called Laugh at Your Pain, 30 More Days to Success. So, you know, all of us have things that we've went through in life. You know, even the person that you just look up to that you're like, oh, man, their life is just so perfect. If I had their life, then my life would be perfect. I wouldn't have any problems, yada, yada, yada. All of that we understand now is just smoke screens, okay? Every single person, even the most successful person that you can think of, there was a point in time that they were going through a lot of things that were completely opposite of the life that they're living now. So, you know, I've been reading so many books since I've been on this journey. You know, this 30 Days of Success Challenge, y'all, has given me results in so many ways that I really can't even keep up with it. I've decided to just start personally logging everything that I'm doing each day because I'm doing so much, yet sometimes I don't feel like I'm doing anything because I'm not doing anything that I don't enjoy doing, you know. So I'm like, you know, I look back and I'm like, well, actually, I did a lot of things today. I just wasn't cognizant of it because everything that I did, I enjoyed doing. And that's what this 30 Days to Success Challenge is about. Anybody who's on the challenge, definitely, you know, if you're on the challenge, you should definitely be seeing all kind of improvements in your life. And the best improvement that you should see is just in your own attitude, how you respond to other people. I'm going to get into the laugh at your pain, but I did want to touch on this, okay? What I've realized, you know, the greatest benefit that I have received from doing this 30 Days to Success Challenge is really just understanding that I really do create my own reality. All of the things that, you know, happened in my life that, you know, were something, things that I did not want, when I think about those things, I'm like, yo, I thought all of that stuff into my life. Why? How do you think stuff that you don't want into your life? How is that possible? You know, like, who would do that? But I have the answer to that, and the answer to that is fear. Anytime you fear something, you know, sometimes all of us have fears, okay? So nobody's just immune to fears, especially not just off the bat. As you build the courage to still move in spite of your fears, that's when the fear starts to subside and you start to get that invincibility stroke going, okay? But fear, you know, when you think about what you're afraid of, you're bringing that type of stuff into fruition. You see what I'm saying? Anything that you think about grows. So if you're thinking about your fears, that's the types of things that you're going to manifest. In the scripture, what does it say? That your fear is a snare for you, lays snares for you, and snares means traps. So it's basically saying that your fears are what's trapping you, and that's basically it. That's what's trapping all of us, y'all. Fear, okay? So fast forward, we're talking about laughing at your pain tonight, okay? Tell me your sob story. I can hear it from over the phone. All of us have them, you know, and this is not about sob stories because I'm not even going to get into any of my sob stories because guess what? Really, they're irrelevant. And before I even go any further, one thing that I will say, the true reason that I'm naming this episode Laugh at Your Pain is because after you really get on that success ride, I mean, just, of course, life is going to still happen, you know. There's no such thing as a fairy tale because there are so many factors we cannot control. We can't control other people. We can't control natural anything. There are so many things that we can't control. The only thing that we can actually control is the way that we respond to our circumstances. You know, the energy that we give. No energy can be taken from us. It can only be given. Okay, so I really named this Laughing at Your Pain because I had an epiphany today. And I thought about all the things, you know, that I've been through, not in too much detail because we don't like to spend time in the past. You know, we like to live in the now. But I was thinking about everything, and it kind of was making me chuckle on the inside because I was like, man, you know, all of this beating up I'm doing, all of this, you know, trying to figure this out, trying to figure that out that I'm doing, I know that I'm going to look back. I honestly feel like it's going to be less than a year from now. Look back and just laugh, you know, like laugh at everything that I thought was oh so hard and oh so painful. Because it's really not that serious, and y'all know where I'm getting the title from, okay? What, Kevin Hart, y'all. Everybody has seen Laugh at My Pain. Everybody has seen that. Hilarious. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think I want to watch that tonight. I want to go to sleep on that note. But think about it. The stuff that he was talking about in Laugh at My Pain, completely hilarious. Completely, but it was real stuff. Like, that was his life on the line, and he took it, and he was like, you know, this stuff might have been embarrassing for me as a kid. This might have made me feel this way. But actually, when I look at it from a broader perspective, this stuff is funny. So I love using that as an example because Laugh at My Pain. He took his pain and made it into something else. What do they say? Turn lemons into lemonade? That's what successful people do. Okay, successful people's lives aren't just beautiful, you know, perfect rides, and they fly into success. No, it doesn't work like that for any of us, okay? All of us go through contrast. All of us face contrast. And what I mean by contrast is just dealing with things that you don't want. You know, you might be in a relationship and it was all beautiful at first, as all of them are, right? The honeymoon stage is lovely. I wish they could just stay in the honeymoon stage. But then after you really get to know each other and the masks really start coming off, that's when, okay, boom, the real person is in front of you. You see, so it's like, what do you do? We have to learn how to just move forward despite anything. You couldn't control your lover that you thought you loved, that you was never going to fall out of love with, but it ended up ending for whatever reason. And the funny thing about it is the reason that the relationship ended is a direct reflection of you, you know? Relationships just show us who we are. A person that we decide, okay, this is going to be my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my wife, my fiance, whatever, that means this person reminds you of you more than anybody else that you've come across, at least at that moment in time. But what happens? In a lot of relationships, people evolve. Maybe one person evolves, maybe the other one doesn't. And boom, you go your separate ways. So you can either look back and be like, you know, oh my God, all these relationships that I had failed, this, this, and that. Or you can learn from them. And for me, I love talking about relationships because I used to have, like, you know, I would say about 2 serious relationships as an adult. And, you know, they're very interesting if I get into the details about the stories. But what I've learned, you know, from the first one, I was like, you know, that was horrible. All this stuff that happened, he's just a bad person. But as I grew, you know, years went by, I went through my healing, and as I started to really try to heal, because I wanted to heal, you know, I didn't want to just hop into something else and still be dealing with that. So I was like, I want to heal. But in trying to heal, I found out that it was things I needed to correct about myself. To make a long story short, we attract who we are, okay? You're not going to attract somebody who's on, you know, let's say level P. We're going to call level P level positive and be vibrating at a low energy level. You're not even going to attract a person like that to you, y'all. Y'all got to understand the ethers is real. Vibrations are real, okay? Everything exists in the ether. Everything. Good energy, bad energy, all of that stuff. And whatever you're emanating from yourself based off of your thoughts, which, you know, influence your vibrations, that's what you're going to attract to yourself. The law of attraction is so real. It's just as real as gravity, okay? It's as real as gravity. So this challenge is about just staying positive. I could get into telling y'all, oh, I've been dealing with this, I've been dealing with that. But guess what? I don't talk about any of that stuff because really it's irrelevant. I'm not trying to deal with that type of stuff forever, so why would I talk about it? You see, focus on the positive. I'm reading Think and Grow Rich. I told y'all about that, but I had the PDF version, but I had to buy the hard copy, y'all, because Think and Grow Rich, I really feel like this is my new, you know, Bible right here. This is a manuscript, Think and Grow Rich, all right? The most successful people of all times, even centuries before us, their success has been attributed to this book, okay? So this is critical. You know, I've been reading. It has some great stuff in there right now. I just started. I'm reading it over. So it starts on desire and it goes into faith. And I stopped on faith because I'm like, this is imperative. And that's what I wanted to talk about on this episode. Faith is the substance that makes things move. You know, it's that substance that connects you and that supernatural. It connects you and God. It makes things move. It makes belief kind of move. You see what I'm saying? It turns things from the mental realm into the physical realm. So I absolutely, you know, just love, you know, he's really going into talking about faith and different principles and different ways that it's used and how it can really be built up. But nothing, okay, at all can be accomplished without faith. And what he was saying in the book is that positive minds, that's where faith dwells, okay? It's easy to acquire faith when you think positively. That's why for this whole challenge, how many days has gone by so far since we started this together? It's probably been over 45 days. And what do I say on every episode? Stay positive, stay positive. Wake up, get your thoughts in order, stay positive, follow the plan, follow the new plan. I got another episode coming. I'm going to give it an early shout-out, the blueprint. Okay, that's tomorrow. I never do that, but, yes, I'm doing the blueprint tomorrow. That's a whole nother level, okay? But when you are positive, when you have that kind of mindset, it's easier to have faith. So that's now we're linking this whole, you know, happy, okay, happy doesn't pay bills, Kendra. And I don't understand frustrations, you know, but remember, focus on what you want and not what you don't want, okay? So now we're starting to see the connection. Okay, I've been trying to stay positive. Some days are easier than others. And that's cool because none of us are like, you know, like just the you know, we are images and reflections of God, but we came here to expand and grow. All right, so nothing is done. So, you know, some days you're going to be in alignment more than other days, but guess what? It doesn't matter because you can get right back on course. But to make a long story short, y'all, that positive mindset is completely necessary because once you get that mind going in a positive direction, once that's your point of attraction, positivity, then it's easy. It's easy for faith to make its way. And once you have that faith, that's that substance that's going to move all of your dreams into reality, okay? That's what's going to get those plans out your mind, onto the paper, from the paper, into a physical form, whether it's money in your bank account, whatever you're looking for. Everything is going to manifest itself, okay? But it all deals with faith. And you cannot do anything without faith, okay? So, oh, I have about a minute left. Laugh at your pain. Whatever you've been through, you know, don't sit there and think about it to the point where it's like, oh, now I'm devastated. But it's just like, laugh at it. Laugh at it now. Laugh at it. Because that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be like, I can't believe I almost let that stop me. That was so small. I made such a big deal about it. Put it like this. When you get to where you're going, a lot of these things that you think are big deals, you're not even going to remember, okay? You're not going to remember. Think about, you know, basketball. I used to play basketball, so think about basketball practice. You go, you work hard, 30 seconds, y'all. Working hard, you're tired, you practice. Don't feel like going to practice. Then you finally have the game. You win the game. In that moment of victory, are you thinking about all those I can't stand those practices. That was a lot of practice to win. No, you're happy and you're in the moment of winning. That's what your success is going to be like, y'all. So laugh at your pain. Nothing's that serious. I love y'all. Check me out on the website, KendraJustine.com. Appreciate you for tuning in. Good night. Peace.